Well, we are thrilled right now to put together one of the all-time great cornerbacking duos in the National Football League. They played for the Cleveland Browns. Of course, Hanford Dixon, you know all the time. The top dog is a regular here on the show. And joining us by phone from Kentucky is his former backfield mate, Frank Minifield. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on, Hanny?
Hey, my name is Minnie. Nothing, man. I just know Vic and I were sitting here talking, and Vic is going to talk about Chase. I told Vic, you're probably, Chase is a little bit calm. You're the one that's nervous.
Oh, no, man. I'm really not nervous at all, Hanny. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Ain't nothing Chase can do about it. Ain't nothing I can do about it. So I'm not really nervous, but I'm going on about my regular busy day.
Two days.
Down the wife, that is probably crazy right now, but not me.
What is the atmosphere around the Minifield house?
Well, I think it's probably exactly that. I don't think Chase is, at least he don't appear to be too concerned about it. I mean, he ain't talking about it. He ain't asking no questions about it. He basically is going about his business now, you know. Same for me. I'm going about my business. Now, my wife, Diane, she's constantly talking about it, and she's probably getting on everybody's nerves talking about it all the time.
To what degree, though, Frank, have you played the role, and I'm going to ask the same question of Hanford because of his relationship with Chase as well. To what degree have you played the, okay, I've been through this before, not only entering the draft but also the career of an NFL player, and I know there's going to be more of your wisdom and counsel and advice as time goes on, or at least as much as your son wants to seek it. But to what extent have you been, had you prepared him for this process in your discussions with him?
Well, I just let him know that I tried to let him know that this draft isn't the end all, that you have to go and make a football team. And you have to go and become a great football player. Just because a guy gets drafted in the first round, only thing that's going to determine is how much everybody's going to get paid. And eventually, everybody's going to have to prove themselves, whether they're in the first round, second round, or undrafted. And so I've been trying to let him know that, you know, that this draft part of it is just going to give you an opportunity. And some people, the ones that get drafted in the first round, probably going to get more opportunities than guys that don't get drafted at all. And so that's what this draft is all about. But in the end, you know, the guys that don't get drafted and the guys that do get drafted, the percentage is going to be about the same. Only a few of them going to stay around in the National Football League for long if they don't become great football players.
Benny, you know, you're exactly right, and I had mentally got myself prepared for the draft. When I say got myself prepared, you know, I got myself, Vic, believe it or not, thinking along the lines of saying to myself, all I need to do is get drafted, because I know if I get drafted, get signed by someone or some team in the National Football League, that I knew I was going to make that football team, and I was just going to dedicate everything within myself to becoming the type of player that Frank is talking about and being that player and sticking around for a certain amount of time in the National Football League. So I have prepared myself for it that, you know, again, just like Frank said, you have no control over the draft or where you're going to get drafted. You have some ideas, but you just don't know. But mentally, I say, hey, whoever takes me, if someone takes me, all I need to do is just get to be a part of a football team, and then I can let my talent and I could do what I do best after that.
And it's really a refreshing perspective from both of you. Frank, when you talk about it with your son, as you said, it's about just getting drafted and don't get caught up on the where so much. Go ahead.
Well, Vic, I told him that the draft can also be a curse on you. I said, you know, Tim Couch, the draft was a curse on Tim Couch. If Tim Couch would have got drafted in the fourth round, he might have turned out to be an unbelievable quarterback. But he turned out to be the number one draft pick of the whole draft. So consequently, he had to play and play well right away on a team that wasn't very good. I said, you know, if you get drafted late, and you end up with on a good football team that already got good defensive backs, usually you get a chance to develop, and you spend you get more time to learn how to play the game. So the draft is a benefit and a curse.
Hanford,
it can be both ways. So, you know, as a defensive back, you show up in the wrong place at the wrong time, your career could be awfully short in the National Football League.
Hanford Dixon in studio with us, and Frank Minifield on the phone from Kentucky on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, Frank Minifield, his son Chase, is a draft prospect who is looking forward to entering the league within the next few days. And, you know, hopefully it would be on Thursday, but whenever it happens, it happens. I want to ask you, Frank, what kind of player, and I know you're a biased source on this, but what kind of player does the team that gets young Chase Minifield are they going to have?
Well, they're going to get a kid that they're going to get a cornerback. Unlike most cornerbacks that are going to get drafted this year, they're going to get a cornerback that's ready to play right away. And physically, he's ready to play right away. Mentally, he's ready to play right away. And they're going to get a cornerback that's been using the techniques that defensive backs use in that football league almost all his life. So whoever gets him, they're going to get a very motivated player. They're going to get a kid that spends night and day trying to be the best football player that he can be. And it's going to be fun to watch how far and how good he can become in the National Football League.
Well, there are also many, and they're going to get a player that whose resources as far as getting into the mind of one of the best guys who has played the corner position in the National Football League, and that's his daddy talking about you. And you know, and I know you and Chase, obviously you guys talk about different techniques and different things all the time, but you know, just you being there for him, you have played the game, you know how to play the bump and run, you know how to study, you know how to prepare for a receiver, and I just can't tell you, Vic, how that's just invaluable to have that kind of knowledge that Chase have available for him from his dad.
No doubt about it. And Frank, I mean, when we talk about being, and I want to say every father, I'm sure to a great degree, when we're dealing with this situation, can be called doting, but you're a guy who certainly has been involved in your son's career, your son's life on and off the field, but his playing career. And to what extent have you coached him through, say, the ranks of football, and how do you, because you know he's got actual coaches that he's working with at all these levels, when do you insert yourself and guide him, and give me a sense of the types of advice, technical advice you've given him through the years?
Well, I mean, it's almost like, you know, last year me and Hanford got on the phone with Chase about his stance because, you know, the coaches that's never played in the National Football League and really probably didn't play defensive back at all at a very competitive level had him bending over at the knees and the waist way more than what I thought he should be bent over. And so Hanford and I, we got on the phone. He looked at old pictures of Hanford's stance. He looked at old pictures of my stance. He looked at pictures of Mike Haynes and Lester Hayes. He looked at pictures of all those stands, and he saw that the coach was wanting him to do something that the great defensive backs didn't do. And so that's when I try to, and I don't try to tell him what to do. I just try to remember situations where whatever we're trying to get him to do worked out the right way. And so he's a smart kid. I mean, you don't go to the University of Virginia if you're not a smart kid. And he can figure it out for himself at that point. If you give him enough information, he can figure it out for himself. Another situation was, you know, a whole lot of high school coaches and college coaches like for you to turn towards the man all the time. When the man's about ready to go by you, they want you to turn to the man all the time. And, you know, that's not always great, especially when you got some of the abilities that he has. The one good thing that he can do, he can jump. And so I told him, you know, you want to see the ball in the air as much as possible. Now, there's a fine line on what me and Hanford used to call good head, bad head.
Right.
Good head or bad head.
Right.
All right, explain that.
Good head or bad head. But now, I know there's a whole lot of people out there thinking we're talking dirty, but we talking about football.
That's right.
We're talking about the position of your head while the player is trying to go through his different moves. And so, but there's a time when you have to get your head back so you can play the ball. And in college and high school, they still believe, and the National Football League don't let you do it anymore. They still believe you can play the ball when the ball is coming down through the receiver's hands. And, you know, I let him know that, you know, you got to use what's good. You got to use your best asset. Your best asset is jumping. You can jump. And so you want to get up and compete for the ball at its highest point. And so, you know, those are two scenarios that was probably really important to getting him to play well for the last 2 years, is to get his stance correct at the line of scrimmage in the bump and run position, and getting him to realize when he needs to play the ball in the air and not wait and try to play the hands of the receiver.
Manny, really quick, two questions here. His vertical, where did he get that from, Diane?
Well, Hanny, he got it from his uncle, Hanny.
Hey, I got a picture now showing me up higher than you. You know what we do? You know how we meet at the field. Now, when you look at my vertical and look at yours.
Hanny, that picture is showing us coming down.
Nice.
That's the day showing us going up.
Manny, does he have, you know, I know as time get closer to the draft, you hear of some guys, you know, you have some coaches in the National Football League, some general managers start to give different players an indication of maybe they may want to draft him. Has Chase had any of the general managers or head coaches indicate that they would like to have him on their football team?
Well, Hanny, he's probably, I think probably almost every team in the National Football League has indicated that he's a player that they would like to have early on throughout the season. And I think everybody got to remember, Chase has been a first-team All-ACC for the last 2 years. And he also was an All-American. So for the most part, for the last 2 years, they've had the people that think they're so-called experts have had him to be drafted late in the first round. But we made a decision at the end of the season to get a problem taken care of that he was having with his knee. He had a piece of cartilage that had come loose. And he played through it the whole year. And at the end of the season, you know, I told him, I said, hey, man, the most important thing is for you to get ready to make somebody's team. Now, if we go and get this your knee taken care of, everybody's going to get concerned about it. And the people that are concerned about it is going to discount what you've done over all these years. But it's going to be more important for you to be ready to go into training camp, prepared to compete. And so in order to give yourself the most time, you need to get your knee taken care of right now.
That's good sound stuff. Frank, we wish you all the best. We certainly wish Chase all the best. We'll be thinking about all of you, very excited for you. And we look forward to talking with you again and talking with your son again down the line.
Well, hopefully that's real soon.
All right.
Tell Chase it'd be nice to have him in that orange and brown, dog.
He is Frank Benefield on the line with us from Kentucky.
Hey, tell dog pal I said hello.
You got it, Matty.